So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ra Isin Ratzin Acher Metzia, Acher Tzvi Shavar, Acher Geizelish Leparchu. If someone saw a person chasing a lame deer or young birds that cannot fly through his property, V'amar Zachs Li Sadai Zachsalai, his chatzar acquires them on his behalf. However, Ha Yitzvi Ratz Kedarka Eshahoy Geizelis Mafrichen, if the deer was running normally or the birds were flying, V'amar Zachs Li Sadai, Loimaklum, his chatzar cannot acquire them. The Gemara explains that although chatzer shel adam koinu l'shalem midaitai, one's courtyard can acquire on his behalf without his knowledge, however, this is only b'chatzah mishtameres, a guarded courtyard. However, our Mishnah refers to chatzah she'enim mishtameres, an unguarded courtyard, and so b'hu she'emid b'tzad chatzeroi, it can only acquire if he stands beside it and thereby guards its contents. The Gemara brings proof for this distinction from the following price. Ha'yemid b'ir v'omer yedeani she'emir she'yesh l'besod v'poyelim shekhu. If someone is in the city and declares, I'm aware that my workers forgot a bundle of grain in my field, it is nevertheless considered shikha and must be left for the poor, because the pasuk says, "Veshachachta emer basode, basode veshachachta, v'loy bi'ir." Shikha takes place in the field, not in the city. Now, another pasuk says, "Leisoshav lekachter leger liyasm lamon yia, yia l'rabbe shikha si'ir." Something forgotten in the city is shikha. Therefore, the brisa means the following. Shikha takes place in the field, not in the city. Now, another pasuk says, "Leisoshav lekachter leger liyasm lamon yia." Yeah, l'rabba shikha se'ir. Something forgotten in the city is shikha. Therefore, the braisa means the following. Basade shechuach mi'ikari hava shikha. Zachul b'sev shechuach ein shikha. If he was in the field and he forgot the bundle at the time that the workers forgot it, it is shikha. But if he was aware of it at the time and forgot it at a later point, it is not shikha. Because kibin the koi gaba, havalichatzer v'zachzalai. His field acquired it on his behalf at that time and his subsequent forgetting is not effective. However, be'ir afila zachul b'seif shechuach habyishikha, the lesser gabay, the liskele. If his workers forgot the bundle while he was in the city, and subsequently he also forgets, it is shikha, and his field did not acquire it for him, because sadish she'ene mishtameres i'oimid b'tzatzideu in iloy loy. An unguarded field only acquires if he stands beside the field and guards it. The Gemara challenges this principle from a braisa that relates to the following incident. Maisa b'remim lila b'zikeinim she'yiboyim b'svina. Rabbi Gamliel and his colleagues were traveling on a ship, and he realized he had not tithed his produce at home. Therefore, he said, a tenth of the grain that I will separate as Maaser Rishon is hereby given to Rabbi Yeshua, who is a Levi, and the place where the Maaser is resting is rented to him so that he can acquire it. And another tenth that I will separate as Maaser Ani is given to Rabbi Kiva, who was a Gabit Staka, he oversaw the charity fund, and its place is rented to him. Now the Gemara asks, "V'chibetzad sedeo shirvim liel hoyu oimdin?" Presumably they rented his property in order to acquire the Maaser with Kinyan Chatzar, although they were not standing next to Rabbim Liel's field, thereby indicating that a Chatzar can acquire even though he is not oimid betzad sedeo. The Gemara offers three answers. Metaltli aga mikarkoi hiknalham. They did not acquire the Maaser with Kinyan Chatzar, rather they acquired it with Kinyan Agav, whereby a Kinyan for land is effective for movable objects as well. The Gemara recounts Rav Abba Loi Kibla. He did not accept this answer, because V'chila Hoylem Sudur, Liknes Menem Chalipin, they could have simply used a kerchief and acquired the Maaser with Chalipin, whereby the seller symbolically accepts any token item in exchange for the merchandise. Clearly, Tevis Hanoh Ein Amomen, Liknes Mimenem Chalipin. Ringlil did not actually own the Maisa, but merely the rights to Toivas Anah, the ability to distribute them to whomever he wished. Therefore, he cannot transfer them to another person with Kinyan Chalipin. Similarly, Toivas Anah in the Mamun Liknes Agabikarka, he also cannot transfer them with Kinyan Agav. Therefore, this must have been accomplished with Kinyan Chatzar, hence the Gemara's proof. However, Ibzeri Kibla, he accepted this answer, because Matnes Kuhuna Nesinik Sivabuhu, one is required to give the Maisa to the Levi, not to legally transfer it to him. However, Chalipin derech mekechu memkehu, as Rashi explains, asal haknoisim besudur, the derech mekechu b'nira zeh kamoichonoi. It is forbidden to give ma'isa through Chalipin, since it is used for transactions, and appears as if he is selling him the ma'isa. However, metalon agav mirkarka nesina alimtehi. Kinyan agav is also a valid method of giving, therefore it is possible that Gamliel rented them the property to utilize kinyan agav and not kinyan chatzar. Only an ownerless object requires for the one acquiring it to be Oymid B'tzad Sedeu. However, an owner, such as Rebbe Gamliel, can transfer something with Kinyachatzer even the one acquiring it is not Oymid B'tzad Sedeu. The Gemara proves this distinction. The Mishnah said, Ro Eisen Rotzen Achar Metziah. One can acquire a deer running through his chatzer. And Rebbe Yechanan added, B'husha Rotz Acharein Magiyan. This is only if he was able to run after it and catch it. However, B'yemriya differentiated, B'matana Avapish Rotz Acharein Ve'in Magiyan. He acquires a gift even if he cannot run after it and reach it, apparently because Das Acheres Makna Eisen Shani. It is easier to acquire something from its owner than to acquire an ownerless object. However, the Gemara rejects this solution, because get the das acheres makna oisa behusha medis bitzad beisai bitzad chatzera. The husband gives the get to his wife, and yet a Mishnah states that she must stand by her chatzer. Chatzer is rabbi mishum yad, and as Rashi explains, ma yad bismucha av chatzera bismucha. A chatzer can only act as an extension of one's hand if he is standing next to it, similar to a yad. However, legar mishlichus, a chatzer can also act as an agent. Therefore, Matana zchusulay pesachan adam shle b'fanav. It is beneficial to receive a gift, and one may act as an agent for someone's benefit without his knowledge. Therefore, even if one is not next to his property, it can acquire a gift. Similarly, Rabbi Shua acquired the meister with kinechatzer. However, get chayvula vein chavan la adam el b'fanav. A get is to her detriment, and so she must knowingly appoint the agent. Therefore, the chatzer can only act as her hand, and so she must stand beside it.